You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out here with me. I am on the road, so I took the road setup with me, which I actually think is actually better. For those of you who've been putting up with nonsense with the white noise, I figured that part out. And I hope that you have a better experience with today's podcast. It is brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. Love Remy Martin. Love our partnership. It was another crazy game from the Bears. It's another crazy game. And some seasons are just like this. And how many of these seasons have you witnessed where the Bears don't win? How many of these seasons have been the bane of your existence?
I was born in the darkness. You nearly adopted it.
Anyway, you've seen the horror version of this movie before. And now you are seeing the romantic comedy or Avengers Endgame or whatever the hell you want to call it. You're seeing the better version of this now, where the Bears come out as the victors in this instead of the team that's getting beat. It's frustrating. I would love to know, maybe I'll have someone in TV look this up for me. I'd love to know what the ratings on Bears games is at the end. Like, how many people are now conditioned to stay? Because you have to watch all four quarters and all of the fourth quarter with this Bears team, because you just aren't sure how this thing is going to look. And I like wrote down in my notes when they score the touchdown, and look, you never know when you're going to score a touchdown, so you can't like time it out the way that you would like to, like perfectly time it out. But I wrote in my notes, they score too soon. The Vikings score too soon. After a game where they're not scoring at all, they scored too soon on that play. And I knew it was going to come back to bite them. And it did. It came back to bite them in the worst way. Their season's probably over now. It would take a miracle run. And while 9 is a very exciting player, he's not always good. And his teammates weren't good for him today, too. Like, it's one of those games where he's got a lot to answer for, but so do the other guys in the Vikings locker room, because there were a bunch of big plays that were left out there by Hockenson and Addison and even Justin Jefferson, which is crazy because he's so good. But whatever, this isn't a Vikings podcast. Shout out to my guy Matthew Collar, though, who does a really good Vikings podcast, and he was on the Scores pregame show this morning, and it was really terrific. The numbers in here for the quarterback are not great. They're 50% of his passes. It's a 68.9 rating. He didn't throw a touchdown in the game. As a matter of fact, he and J.J. McCarthy were exact in completion percentage. I don't know if I've ever seen this before. 16 to 32 for McCarthy as well, but he threw two interceptions, and one of them was really terrible. But then you start looking at the run game here, and the run game, I don't think, does a good enough. Like, the statistics of the run game don't show how dominant the Bears were when they needed to get yards. DeAndre Swift finished with 90 yards, 4.3 yards per carry in this game. It felt like he had a lot more. It truly did. I thought he had an incredible game. There was that set of downs where it was, here's Swift for 9, here's Swift for 11, here's Swift for 9, here's Swift for 8. That type of chunk yard running that the Bears were doing was exceptional. When they had to have it, they got it. Manunga, same thing. His numbers look terrible. 12 carries for 23 yards. But when they had to have it, it's like the reverse. Like in the first game, it's like the Aaron Jones effect, where Aaron Jones might not end up with a great day, but you know that when given the opportunity to turn your lights out, he would do that. The Bears run game did that, and count Caleb as a part of the run game. I'm not sure how he keeps doing this other than he's a little shorter than you think, and he's a lot bigger than you think. Like, he's 6'1", 230. And he's a former running back when he was a young man. I'm afraid of two things happening to him, and we saw one of them happen inside of this game. I'm afraid of him twisting his body trying to get away and then getting smacked in the face by a defender. And I'm also afraid of him getting the knees or the ankles twisted up in a pile in as he's trying to break a tackle. But none of that stuff has happened as of yet. And watching him escape out of these sack situations is kind of amazing. Today, the Vikings, I thought, did the best job of any team over the last couple of weeks of staring him in the face and breaking down with intent to, like, not let him out to get a big gainer. They've done that as well as anyone. They spied a couple times on blitzes, but man, he just seems to figure out a way. Dallas Turner probably could have had 3 sacks instead of 1 today. And Van Ginkel, man, he's just a player. He came up with a couple tackles for loss and had 8 tackles and had the sack. But Caleb continues to just, I'm good. I'm going to figure out a way out of it. The pass game itself wasn't synced up in this one, and you didn't have as many big plays as you were hoping. Caleb was a little off target, and there were some guys that dropped some passes. I know that we brought it up last week, and we brought it up under the guise of what he does as a blocker. Cole Kmet's season statistics are not going to look great. Okay? Unless there is a run at the bank over these last 6 games or 7 games. He has played incredible football. Incredible. Whatever you need him to do, he is playing H-back. He is blocking down. He is out there making contested catches. 5 catches on 5 targets. And the fact that Caleb has now figured out that that check down Nicole can pay dividends, man, he had a 14-yard catch in this one. Tight ends did work. Colston Loveland and that play to get the first down, to come up with that 24-yard play, Tom Brady said it really well. When he makes up his mind and gets his shoulder pads going north-south, very hard to bring down. And in the scouting of him, that wasn't one of the things I was looking at. I was looking at how great his feet are, how he's a mismatch on the outside, how he can run routes like receivers. I think that he's shown you that he's plenty tough. Like, he's not just a pretty boy tight end. Like, he doesn't mind getting ugly. And that is good. There were some drops in this game. Luther Burden had a couple drops. DJ Moore had a couple drops in this one. And that's disappointing. But with all of it, they are 7-3. So now you start going, okay, in my mind, the number is 10. If the Bears can get to 10, they're a playoff team. And we all know that the road from here gets a lot rougher. I would hate it if in 7 weeks you and I are back here talking and I'm talking about a Bears team that ended up being stuck on 7 for the last 7 weeks of the season. You could see how that could play out, but I'm actually looking at the positive for once. And the positive is win 3 more games. Win 3 more games. Find 3 more wins. They shouldn't be afraid of Aaron Rodgers next week. Find 3 more wins. get those three wins, and you're going to the playoffs. And I'm not here to tell you that the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl or anything like that. This feels very much like a bonus year. It feels like a team that's early. It feels like for once the brakes are balancing out from years and years and years of the brakes beating the boys. I think that it's finally balancing out where the Bears are getting the universal or karmic benefit of the doubt in some of these games. And you need to enjoy it. Would I like for them to just be a really well-built team that goes out and beat people? Sure, but I think that they're probably getting closer to that. If this is what Ben Johnson looks like in year one, what might he and the Bears look like in year two and beyond? He has got those guys believing, and to win games like this in the manner with which they are winning games, the level of belief.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That can then be turned into positive workforce. Like, it can be turned into guys wanting to be at the facility longer, guys wanting to make sure that they're on top of everything from a video standpoint. Belief is very powerful when you're talking about what is essentially a you're not playing a series in a playoff game. Like, you're trying to win, like, just one game. And you can beat anybody on that day. So it's fun. Like, it's annoying. And I understand anyone who says it's a really annoying thing to watch the Bears play football right now. I get it. But at the end of it, you wake up and you go, look at this. The Bears have an opportunity to push this thing into the playoffs. Three more wins should do it. The NFC is jumbled, though. But the thing that the carrot that Ben Johnson has right now is not just making the playoffs. And that's why I always talk about winning can buy you time. All this winning, even with as uneven as it has been, all this winning, and Ben gets to go, guys, we have a chance to win the division. You might not believe in them in that regard, but statistically, they have a chance to win the division. They are sitting there with 7 wins. They've won 7 out of their last 10, or I guess if we count, go back into last season, 8 out of their last 11. But they're 7-3. You can't hate on that. It doesn't always look pretty. Caleb doesn't always look great. The transformational generational stuff, I actually do think is on display from week to week. It just isn't in the level of consistency in play, which you would imagine as Caleb gets more comfortable with what it is that Ben Johnson wants to do, he will cross that bridge. But wouldn't you rather him cross that bridge after having some success? It's weird because I do think that sports, and maybe in our own lives, like how we feel about stuff, that we feel like success only comes after adversity. And that it can only be earned through adversity. Now, if you're Caleb, you go, I went through a lot of adversity in my first season. A lot. I had a bunch of head coaches and a bunch of offensive play callers, and I got sacked 68 times. So maybe you feel like the pendulum swings back in your favor, and maybe it does. I don't know. I just think that the beautiful thing about sports is every now and again, there's something that doesn't fit. Every now and again, there's a team that's like, man, like, that's weird. Are they supposed to be here? Shout out to Deborah Cox. Are they supposed to be here? I don't know. But they're here, and you're having a good time with it. I'm having a good time with it. And that's okay. Like, it should be fun. Like, that's the point. I think that we get stuck as people who love sports chasing perfection. Not only does the team have to win, but it has to look a certain way and feel a certain way. And sometimes there's no explanation for it. There's no explanation like that team is good. I'm not sure why they're good, but they're able to come back and they're able to win in the clutch. I just hope that this is not the coming back start, the stuff, but I hope this is the start of a really well-intentioned group of Bears led by Ben Johnson that are ready next year. And maybe we'll keep seeing them get lucky. And that luck turns into them being good. It's a week-to-week and sometimes a year-to-year league. Think about this. Washington probably thought that they were coming. Washington probably thought that they were next. They called next, and everyone in the NFC better look out. And then things happen. Quarterback gets hurt. Old players start aging quickly this season when they didn't age at all last year. Coach makes dumb decisions. Smart coach who makes dumb decisions, like leaving Jaden Daniels in a game too long. All that stuff can happen. So when I see a season like this that you're not expecting, I tend to just roll with it. Yeah, we can do all the dissection, and I promise, like, we'll break it all down. Our group chat for the show, we're talking about every play, you know, but the overall part of it is the city is always better when the Bears are good. And I know that sounds a little trite, but it's the truth. Think about the people that you're going to encounter this week and what you might talk about when you run into them. You're probably going to talk about the Bears, and it's going to feel great to talk about a first place team, no matter what happens with Detroit. The Bears are going to end up with at least the same record and maybe sole possession of first place. That's wild to consider with a first-year coach and everything going his way. So I don't want you to jump all the way to the part where it does turn into Washington and things end up going badly. I want you to just kind of stay here and enjoy it. And I imagine from the comments that will be put into this episode that a lot of you are, and you should. It's a beautiful weekend in Chicago. Beautiful. And the Bears won. What's better than that? All that snow that happened last week is gone. And you're out here enjoying 60-degree days and sunshine and the Bears winning. You can't beat that. Shout out to our good friends over at Remy Martin. As I made mention last week, we had an event. We went out to go see Wimby over at the United Center, and it was really dope. I actually might, you know what? I'll do an episode on that later on because I do want to talk about that. We went to go see Wimby play, and we stayed at the banner level way up there, like looking face-to-face with the Blackhawks Stanley Cup banners while watching the game. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it, and I think you will too, but we'll get to that later on. But I did get a Remy and ginger ale while I was there, and it was great. And I love being partners with Remy Martin, and we'll have some more stuff going on with them throughout the next 6 months, which is super exciting. It's also super exciting that the Bears right now are a playoff team. And there's a lot of fun things to look forward to, including dealing with Aaron Rodgers. It's a week of dealing with Aaron Rodgers. And now you might be equipped to do something about it. I've been poking you in your chest and in your face for a long time. And now you might have grown up enough that you can go beat up the bully. It won't be easy, but you might be able to do it. And how great will that feel? All right, I will talk to you next time. I appreciate you all. If you're listening on Spotify or on Apple, thank you. Please do us a favor and write a review and give us 5 stars. Like, that's really helpful to the placement of where the podcast is. And I'll be on the score all week with Speaks. We're going to have a good time. I will talk to you next time. All right? Peace.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.